all we know is that an Irish boxer has tested positive. I was shocked to hear that news yesterday at about 5:30. At the time, the boxer wasn't named, and I'm not going to name him now, but it is, of course, all over the newspapers, so I think most people know who it is by now. And I'm very disappointed that any of our team, and especially a boxer, would test positive for doping or taking drugs. What I will be anxious to hear is what exactly are the findings. What has he allegedly taken? Has it been performance-enhancing drugs, or has it been a recreational drug? And I think I would be almost 100% sure that it will be a recreational drug.
You're saying particularly disappointing that it is in boxing, not just because you're involved in boxing as a former boxing Olympian, but Ireland have won the majority of their Olympic medals in boxing. I think it's 16 out of all the 29 yeah. Olympic medals that they've won. So this is a real blow to the Irish team, isn't it?
It is a blow, and it's an embarrassment to our association as well. It's an embarrassment also for the Irish Olympic Council. But all of the boxers, all international sportsmen, no matter what sports you're doing, are all made fully aware of what they can and what they can't take. And every athlete is responsible for, of course, for what he or she takes. And in this case, the boxer is going to have to, I suppose, take it on the chin.
Mm.
If it means being sent home from Rio, well, that's the way it's going to be. And I cannot see any way out for him at the moment because, yes, of course, he can look for the B sample to be tested, but I've never known a B sample to be different from the A sample. And one way or the other, that takes in the region of about 48 hours to do. The draw has been made. He will be due to fight next week. He actually got a very, very favourable draw. He will be in action next week in the last 16. So he was a real, real medal prospect, and he's a very, very talented fighter.
What about the Irish Olympic Council? What's their view on this? They've issued a statement, haven't they?
Well, but they have, and the IABA have as well, and they just have to. It's now up to the boxer to decide. Yes, I want to be sample tested, but I can't see how that's going to make any difference. Yeah. The situation would be that the fighter cannot take part in even training with the rest of the squad, even though he would be due to go into action next week.
Now, what do you expect the reaction to be among the rest of the Olympic team, all of those across all the different sports? It's going to be something which they're going to be as shocked about, I'm sure, as you are.
I feel very sorry for in particular for the three coaches that are out there. You know, this would have been a massive shock to them. They have put an awful lot of time in, as have the rest of the boxing team, many, many months, and in some cases, many, many years preparing for the Olympic Games. And then they get hit with the likes of this. But I think, I personally don't think it's going to have any effect on the boxers when they get into the ring. That would be the furthest thing from their minds. They will be just concerned about their own well-being.
And in terms of the individual boxer concerned, what are his choices now? He can return home or he can challenge. What do you expect him to do?
I have a feeling he's going to have no choice but to come home. He may ask for the B sample to be tested. He probably will, ask for it. But I cannot see that being anything different than what the A sample is, But the Irish boxing team go out to the Olympic Games, as we normally do, and you've mentioned already there, with great hopes. And we've always been the team to bring back the medals. And, this is certainly upsetting for them. So I'm sure they're just going to have to knuckle down now and forget about it and concentrate on their own performance.
Do you think that the testing regime is particularly tough at the moment, given what happened with the Russian team? I know that this was taken before the Olympics began, obviously, but is the regime different this year?
In Ireland here, it is quite strict, and rightly so. It is very, very strict. I was just reading a little piece on Kenneth Egan this morning. Kenny said he was tested 10 or 11 or 12 times in a year. That's a lot. I mean, there's no doubt that the Irish Sports Council or the Institute of Sport here, they most definitely would be very, very anti-doping, as would I certainly would be as well. But the testing is very rigorous, all right, and it's not easy to get away with it now. People were asking about with the Russian squad that they should all be banned. That is something that I would not agree with. Because, you know, it would be like saying all the Irish boxing squad should be thrown out of the games. Not at all, you know. The drug chief, the person who's taken the drugs, it's they should pay the penalty, not the rest of the team.